Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We're going to be talking with a new friend, someone that you're going to get to know today. His name is Eric Mintz. Eric currently is the director of Constant Contact's Event Marketing Division. And when I say currently, I don't mean that he's not going anywhere. But what I mean by that is he hasn't always been at that job, because once upon a time, he was a real live small business owner just like you and me. And he was in the events management business. And so he and Constant Contact have gotten together, and now he's working for them. And that's a good thing, because they acquired his company. How about that for a great success story? But Eric is here to talk to us about what you and I need to know about events marketing. Eric Mintz, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. How have you been?
Good. You know, we're busy as always.
Congratulations. By the way, would you take a minute to tell the audience about how you went from being a small business owner to being acquired by a company, a fine company like Constant Contact? Just take a minute to tell us a little bit about that. We need to hear these kinds of success stories. Go ahead.
Sure. So I spent the first 10 years of my career actually at IBM as doing software development, and then decided to take a leap of faith one day, and around 2000 started my own small business just with myself, and got into the event management industry and built the first version. And, you know, over a period of 8 years, I got some traction and was pulling other people away that I'd worked with from IBM. And over a couple of those years, we had gotten a couple Constant Contact customers. They were using Constant Contact for email marketing, and they were using me for online registration. And the two of us got together, and I've been here for the last 2 years, you know, solely working on this event marketing product. So
Congratulations. You ran your own business for 8 years, though, didn't you?
Yeah, and so I certainly get it, you know, the many hats that they wear and, you know, the typical profile of small business. I was it, you know, time and resource starved, you know, very cost conscious. So, I mean, I was all in. I had tough times. I mean, I remember selling my baseball card collection.
Wow.
It was tough.
Did you hear what he said, folks? All in.
Yeah.
You know, that's if there's one thing, that's a beautiful way to describe it. I love using that term when I talk about small business owners, Eric, because if there's anything, if somebody said to me, tell me about use the best example you can give me to describe a small business owner, I would say all in.
Oh, it was definitely, I mean, I have a degree in engineering. It didn't even compare to how, you know, the difficulties of running your own business. Yeah.
And I know there were plenty of times when you woke up and looked in the mirror in the morning and said, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Yeah, there were some very, very bad moments. Especially, I had a very good career at IBM, you know, and I left because I wanted to try something on my own. And I remember thinking, going, geez, I don't know if I made the right decision. But, you know, luckily, I've been exceedingly fortunate to end up.
One of the things you're here to talk about today is something that I consider it to be part of my plan to help small business owners do a better job of letting people know they're out there. And that is, I consider events marketing, and that's what you do right now. I consider that to be, you know, same. It's PR. It's not just marketing, but it's also the PR. And I'm encouraging small business owners to do more of that. More, obviously, they need to do more marketing, but also PR, where people see you doing something in a leadership position, and so there are a lot of events that a small business owner could be part of, including, you know, putting something together for your Rotary Club or Civic Club, putting something together for any other group you belong to. Maybe it's for your company. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's associated with your trade group, whatever it may be. But it's an opportunity for people. You're not in the events management business like Eric is, but it gives you an opportunity, if you know a little bit about this, it gives you an opportunity for people to see you in a leadership position as a representative of your company. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, doing events can be one of the most powerful, you know, tools a small business can have in their arsenal for marketing their business. You know, it's a very simple goal. It's about getting face-to-face with your audience. And, you know, there's that kind of that sense of community, you know, when you're all together in the same room, and the many intangibles that you experience when you're face-to-face with customers. Because, you know, this is all about building relationships. And so hosting events, you know, gets you face-to-face with them. So it's a great way.
And of course, when we say events, folks, as I said, I gave you a little list of things you could do as a way of giving back to the community. But another thing, and I know this is something you work on a lot, Eric, is developing events for yourself, for your own company, that your customers and prospects can come to, and you can either market those. They can either be face-to-face type of events or online events like a webinar, right, Eric?
But you got to
put those together. You got to do the paperwork. You got to do the marketing, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny you brought that up. I mean, we're seeing a lot more today about virtual events, and of course, that's still connecting with your customers, right? You're still,
right,
you know, in building relationships. The greatest asset small businesses are going to have with their customers is their relationships, and the way you connect with them is, you know, through effective communication, and these kind of tools really help you engage in that meaningful dialogue. Sure.
Right. Well, no question about it. And you know, I'm doing an event tomorrow, and this is kind of interesting. I'm attending. I'm going to be. I started to say a keynote speaker, but I'm actually going to be a keynote typer because I'm for Women's Leadership Organization is having me over to speak to, but I'm not going to be speaking. I'm going to be typing. It's a forum, but I'm going to be typing my comments and my answers to the audience.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so it's not going to be a webinar. I mean, I've done all kinds of different webinars, you know, all kinds of different ways. But and I'll get that up here in a minute because it's free to attend tomorrow, folks. But it's tomorrow, and I'm not going to be saying a word. I'm going to be typing everything, and that's an interesting kind of a way to, you know, to bring people together. Hold on to that thought, Eric. Eric Mintz is our guest. He's in charge of their events marketing at Constant Contact. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And subscribe to my newsletter when you get there, if you don't mind. We send it out to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. By the way, we do that over Constant Contact. We do. We're one of their good customers. And also, don't forget to check out my blog, the archives, the articles, all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget our poll question. We have a poll question right on the homepage, and go there and see what you think about it. Answer our questions, and when you click on your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. And the question this week is all about growth. Is your business growing? What are you doing about it? Eric Mintz is with us, folks. He's a new friend, soon to be old friend. He's the director of Constant Contact Event Marketing. And Eric, my audience knows I use Constant Contact for my newsletter, my email newsletter, have now for several years. When I started doing business with you guys, you gave me my weekends back.
That's a common theme of saving time, sure.
Oh yeah, well see, I was doing my newsletter on the weekends, and but a large part of that was getting it sent and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, it was a great decision I made. Constant Contact, you guys are experts in marketing online, especially through email. And that's what we're talking about, is marketing an event, some kind of an event, whatever it may be, a seminar, a webinar, or anything else. And if nobody comes, you got a problem, don't you, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, the goal, you know, of having an event is to, you know, get there. I mean, some of the, you know, typical reasons why customers, you know, hold events. You know, when we talk to our customers, it's things like they want to build relationships with their customers. They want to attract new customers. Maybe brand awareness or generating revenue. I mean, those are very common themes for holding an event.
And by the way, folks, Women's Leadership Exchange is the one I'm going to do the live chat. It's called a live chat. And I'll be literally will be typing my answers, my responses in tomorrow. That's going to be the first time I've done one of those. And I think it just proves, Eric, that that we've got all the – there are so many different ways that you can reach people, that you can get them information, that you can share information with them, that they can participate with you online. The Internet has created just limitless tools, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the one thing that I really enjoy about the event domain is it's very multifaceted. I mean, it's really common to see customers use, you know, a variety of different tools, you know, in conjunction with hosting an event. Things like, you know, the product we're talking about today is event marketing, but you've got email marketing, you've got social media marketing, you've got online survey, right? So you've got a lot of tools. And really, it's not so much about the tools, but it's what the tools do for you. And it's about the communication that technology enables, right?
Now, talk to us. This is your specialty. And I know you guys have got your own programs to help your customers with their events marketing. Give us an idea about what those look like.
Are you talking about the application itself?
Yeah.
So it's a professional online service designed specifically for small businesses and organizations to help them market their events. So basically, it helps them promote their events. They can capture and track registrations and collect fees, you know, real time, and then sort of monitor all that progress, you know, through a common place. I mean, some of the pain points we hear from our customers is that, you know, they want one authoritative place to go to manage their events. They want help promoting their events. They want to fill seats, you know, and they want to capture fees electronically. So, you know, this is the tool that really does all those kind of activities.
So it doesn't just notify the people about the event, but it also is a way of collecting the money for it.
So yeah, exactly. It's a full, you know, it's very much an online registration system. And during the act of registration, you know, you're asking questions of your audience, and in essence, it's kind of social, right? It's almost like an interview.
Right.
You ask the questions, you get responses back. You don't have to be there. It's, you know, for the interview, the conversation is captured and recorded for you. And that includes accepting fees. And some of the best practices we talk about is, you know, hey, collect fees electronically, because even if you get a dollar, you know, that's a firm commitment.
That's a dollar you didn't have.
Yeah, it's a firm
commitment. Tell us how we can find the product.
I'm sorry?
Tell us how we can find that product.
Yeah, if you go up to constantcontact.com, and you'll see a tab called Event Marketing.
All right, so that's pretty easy. You know, Eric, the one of the things that people might not realize is what you're trying to do is get backsides in seats, right? You're trying to get ears to lean forward when you say something. Regardless of what the event is, whether it's for you, whether you're doing it for someone else as a volunteer or whatever, the idea is to get an audience, and that's what you're looking for. And today, the way you get an audience is not just to tell them about it. You tell them about it, then you tell them about it again, then you remind them one more time, and then you say, looking forward to seeing you today. I mean, it's like five times, and people are used to that, especially by email. You can't just do it one time. That's the key to getting ears to listen to what you have to say. And I've got 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, email marketing is a big part of a component of an event, right? So you want to, you know, when you send an email, you want to personalize it, right? Maybe you include the link as a part of your newsletter, but certainly you are sending them reminders as a part of the event leading up to the event.
Absolutely. Hey, Eric, will you come back another day?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Say hi to Gail.
I will do. Thanks, Jim.
All right. See you then. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.